Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Wait, the legend brother.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. Yes, it was ballroom chaos this weekend in New York City. The Evisus invaded New York City with the house ball of Clue. And yes, we are in the motherfucking building. It's going to be some motherfucking shit tonight, honey. The girls are calling in, and the girls are saying things and all types of things and all types of things. But before I get into the madness, before I definitely get into the madness, I'm going to bring my sister on with me so she can do the show with me. I see she's on hold, Miss Thing, honey. Let me get my sister a motherfucking like little beat, honey, and bring her on, honey. It's the legendary one herself, the legendary.
I can be a freak. I can be a freak. I can be a freak. I can be a freak.
Oh my God, she disappeared. I don't know, honey. I don't know. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. We on now. Everybody's actually the show on. I didn't have a chance to set out the things for the show. But, yes, the show is definitely on. We are live on the air. We are here. I want to definitely say rest in peace to Gail Mizrahi that passed away the other day. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with the phone line. The phone lines are acting up. Is that what people are saying? I don't think the phone lines is acting up. It's just supposed to be a lot of girls calling in, honey. I don't think the phone lines is acting up. Honey, hold on. Somebody, you girls need to save this number in your phone, honey. Oh, 6820. Honey, sorry. Yes, honey. But I want to definitely say rest in peace to Gail Mizrahi that passed away this weekend. I definitely want to say rest in peace to her. Anybody don't remember who Gail was? Gail was the person that came on and was talking about her HIV status, that she was positive for HIV positive for over 30 years, and she came on the show and she really blew everybody away sitting here talking to everybody. So definitely rest in peace to Gail. And I heard speculations and rumors that our legendary mother Stacey Blonick passed away. I don't know how true. Oh, yes, it just came through my phone. It just came through my airwaves. Rest in peace to the legendary Mother Stacey Blonick, who has passed away also. Maybe I can get some more details and insight into Mother Stacey Blonick's passing away. But she definitely passed away. So my prayers definitely go out to Mother Stacey Blonick and the House of Blonick and her real family. Definitely prayers definitely go out to y'all. Hold on, I got a couple of callers. Let me take these couple of callers. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Thank you for calling in, private caller. 215-313. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing?
This is Blumenthal.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know who it was that was calling it. Oh, joy.
Boys and Queens, presenting the Dynamic Ball DVD producer, originator of the Sneaker versus Sneaker category, executive realist contestant, and member of the House of LaCroix, sweetie. He's either loved or hated and is broadcasting live all the way from ATL. Without further delay or hesitation, grab your nuts and squeeze your meat for the one and only Tom motherfucking Blumenthal.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hi, thanks for having me. You know, I tried to reach out to you earlier to let you know I was going to be coming on tonight, and I was unsuccessful in getting a hold of you. I did call Andre earlier. But hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I hope you don't mind me joining you for a little bit this evening.
Not at all.
Okay, great. I certainly want to pause for just a moment to remember Gail. I was devastated when I heard this news Saturday Selvin broke the news to me Saturday at the function. And I had no idea. I was completely blown away. I just saw Gail Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, and I was completely dumbfounded when I heard this news. It totally devastated me.
Yes, yes, me also.
Yeah, but I wanted to call in and kind of chit-chat with you and discuss the function Saturday. This is my first function in New York City in
I gagged when they called me out for letting the Savior stand, and you were standing in the back. I was really gagging, like, oh, my God, Tom is out of function. I really gagged, honey. I guess you already come out for Premier Girls.
Well, you know, I only do special occasions, and the Ivisu Ball is definitely a special occasion to be in the building. So that's why I had to make my way to the city to take part in this event. I'm so glad that I was able to.
I know, that's right.
Be there.
I'm glad you were there, Eddie. It was good seeing you.
And you as well, yes. Have you had a chance to pick up your copy of Elle magazine?
Oh, baby, I read her. I was talking to Michi about Elle magazine last night at the function. I was telling him some discrepancies that I had with everything with the flyer, honey, because, you know, I was looking at the flyer. And they have that Miss Ricky Allure came out in 1996, and I don't remember Miss Ricky Allure in 96. And I was there in 96. I don't remember Miss Ricky Allure from the Mark Ballroom days.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't speak on that. I don't know.
So that was my only discrepancy. Then I gotta bring my Banshee Cut sister on so she can co-host with me. Hold on, honey. It's the legendary Tayana Milan, honey. I gotta bring my sister on. Tayana, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, sister. I have to bring my sister on so she can co-host with me. This is my Banshee Cut sister, Miss Tayana Milan, honey. All the way from Chicago and New York for the weekend. I have to bring her on so she can co-host with me. I don't know where Father Rodney's at. He must be in transition on getting home. So once Father Rodney gets in the building, I mean, we will definitely be bringing Father Rodney on. But let's start this madness with this motherfucking board this weekend. The venue is definitely a venue that I definitely do like, and I definitely do appreciate the venue. If it's a V2 representative out there, can you definitely please feel free to press 1 at this time and definitely come on, one of the mothers or the fathers and y'all out there and y'all listening. Definitely feel free to press 1 because I definitely want one of y'all on the phone while I recap y'all ball, because, you know, y'all did pay for your advertising for y'all ball, and y'all did have Wednesday, and you do also have tonight to come up here and, you know, and voice anybody's complaints or concerns that they had with the ball. My thing is, I love everything, how the ball started, how it was just easy. You came in, it wasn't no line. You just breezed right in. I loved all of that. I love how it was set up and everything and all the tables and stuff. My only thing that I have from the $200, and all you got was to plate of food with the one meatball and the chicken and the noodles and the salad, nothing else to drink for $200. That was one complaint that I had about the thing. About the ball, but besides that, everything went fine until they got down to crunch time. It's my concern. Once they got down to crunch time, go ahead. So I got something to say.
Well, I was just gonna say I don't really have any complaints about the ball. I mean, I actually had a really nice time at the function. I was gagging because I was on the panel, and it was so funny because they had the napkins, you know, when the Sex Iron boys came up and passed out the little desserts and shit, everybody was eating the cupcakes and whatnot, and I reached for a napkin, and bitch, the napkins were glued to the table.
Tom, I gagged too, Tom, because my makeup started to sweat, and I need to go pat her, and I went to go reach for one, and I was gagging, and then they brought us, but I didn't gag at that, I gagged at that, but then when they brought me the soda up to the jelly panel, but I don't drink out of a can, I needed a straw, so I went to go reach for one of the cups, and the cups just glued down to the motherfucking table. Ah, gag. Like, oh, they heard that. They really heard that.
Hey,
I gagged at that.
Hey. But I really didn't have any complaints. I mean, I really had a really nice time. Hello to Tayana, by the way. How you doing, Tayana?
I'm all right, but how are you?
I'm great, yeah. Yeah, I didn't really have any complaints, Kelly. I mean, I had a really nice time in the ball. Maybe it's because it's
the only complaint I really had was that I had with the initials, and I told them that I was going to address it. And one of their members had the same complaint also, and he had an attitude, and he was reading one of the realists with a twist. I don't know his name, but he was mad because they said call all the cash categories. And they called all the cash categories, and then they called realists with a twist as a house, and that was what the last cash category that they had that they didn't get a chance to finish. And then Kool-Aid came up there and said, oh, it's going to be Speedy Gonzalez, and started calling all my categories, and they said finish their cash category. I was the whole week getting the production, getting my kids together, everything for that Realist with a Twist category, and then my kids didn't get a chance to work because they let Kool-Aid control their ball and call all those other categories instead of finishing Realist with a Twist. And they didn't get to the rest of those categories. They didn't get to the rest of them. Finish their cash categories. Control your ball. Don't let the commentator control your ball.
No,
they blow. They said finish the cash category. Finish that category. If that's the last category tonight, it's the last category of the night.
But it's no shade, Kelly. And this is one time I'm glad Selvin took the ball over because I really didn't want to see Rollins with a twist. I went to see the runway and streetwear, and because those categories really came to life for me. I don't like Rollins with a twist. I've never really been a fan of that category because the boys that walk it ain't real anyway. So I was kind of glad that category kind of got put on hold. and if it was up to me, they wouldn't have had the category at all. But, you know, it wasn't my ball, so.
So, but that was basically my only that was my only complaint with it, that they didn't finish that last category, and those kids came out. They definitely came out to play, and it wasn't like the category was. The category asked for a lot. They had productions and props and all types of things, and then it just got shunned. But they did finish everything, and they said I think people said it was only like two categories.
Let me tell you what one of my complaints was. That it really wasn't about the ball, but it was about the ball DVD. Because everybody's been blowing the phones up today wanting to see the legendary battle between Stephanie and Mother Kennedy, and it's not on the DVD. So I need to know, I need to hear from Andre to find out what happened with the battle. Why was that cut off of the DVD? I'm completely confused by that. I mean, everybody wanted to see the girls go at it. The outfits was over. They both looked amazing. And it's not on there. I was like, you know, I'm just totally at a loss. I don't understand.
I guess he was going with saying if you wasn't there, you won't see it.
That was like the battle to see. I mean, you know, you had Stephanie come down in this amazing gown with the beautiful fur, and then Mother Kennedy came and brought it and just broke it up, and then you had them two both standing there looking amazing, but you don't see any of this on the DVD. I was just like, this is unbelievable.
I didn't even see the DVD. I seen Legend Statements and Stars. My grandson showed it to me on iChat, but I really didn't watch the rest of the DVD. But like I said, if it's not on the DVD from Strongman Entertainment, from the legendary Andre Herrera, you can definitely get the new ballroom promoter that's doing balls and doing DVDs and doing pictures and everything. Ballroom Throwbacks, he definitely has DVDs from the past, the present, and the future.
Now, who is running Ballroom Throwbacks? Because I just got somebody from that company just ordered a DVD for me about a week ago of an old ball, and I was a little curious about it, and I hope this person isn't ordering it to burn my DVDs like Tiana used to do in Chicago.
Thomas, you going back with that? Because you could decide you to order your DVDs to resell.
What did you say, Queen?
I'm sorry, you going back and saying that again? Because you used to decide you to order your DVDs and resell them.
Yes, I am going back with that, Tiana, because you used to burn my DVDs. You sure did.
Baby, I don't know. Hold on, we got a couple of callers. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Thank you, private caller. The next caller is 917-693. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How are you doing?
Hi, just calling. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, mm-hmm. What's going on?
Kelly, I saw you at the ball. I wanted to say hi, but it was too much going on Saturday. You look stunning.
Thank you very much, Keisha. I do try.
I got a question for you, though. I was
yes.
on Walk With Me. I was on Walk. First of all, I want to say my favorite category was the Femme Queen performance. But I was reading some of the comments about the Femme Queen performance, like the girls today, the way they're voguing. Is it me, or is it just my opinion, that their layouts are not as soft and cut like they used to be back in the day?
Yeah, you know, but it's like, everybody keeps saying, like, back in the days, like back in the days. Nothing is never going to be the same like back in the days. Everything evolves over years after years after years. It's the same thing with education. Education evolves. You evolve the curricular of education and evolves over the years. What we was learning back in school, the kids is not learning in school these days, is different things. Everything evolves.
Right.
Well, I have to agree.
And so the girls just have to get out of that, like back in the days. And we say stuck back in the days, bitch, we would still be able to get black and white TVs. We wouldn't have plasma. TVs wouldn't be hanging on the walls if we stayed back in the days.
Tom, you going to say something?
I was just going to say, I agree. I mean, they don't vote like they used to, and that's probably why I don't like the category anymore. You know, all the hard falling like a bag of bricks on the ground. I mean, I don't really use that. I like the soft and kind, you know, I go for that.
So, Kelly, can I say one thing to you? So, basically,
yes.
The girls start using the excuse by saying, okay, well, things have changed. Does that justify that it's okay to vote because things have changed? So it's okay to dip, you know, or even though things
well,
have...
Well, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And different strokes for different folks.
Gotcha. Okay. No problem. I just wanted to know that was the highlight for me. I enjoyed seeing some of the girls and charisma. Every time I see charisma, I got so many takes before. Kelly, you live for charisma. Every time she come out, she puts the cut in you. I don't know what it is.
I just love the sassiness, and I love the cat and everything.
Kelly,
I got charisma. I just love all of that charisma.
Every time she comes out, Kelly, every time she comes on, you talk to her city, and she makes shit. She makes you feel it, Kelly.
Yeah, she does. She really does. Charisma definitely gives me what I want when she definitely comes out.
Once they go ahead, my car. She has not changed. She has kept her signature performance. She has not changed. And that's why when she comes out, I give a lot of respect for her. I think she's another underrated Femme Queen performer. She has not changed her style. And there's nothing wrong with
it. She hasn't. She's still the same old charisma.
Thank you. But I enjoy myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Keisha. Hold on. We have another caller. 617-320. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How are you doing, darling?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hey, it's Nina. What's going on, Kelly?
Hey, baby.
Hey, Nina. What's going on,
you?
Nina? How you doing, Mother Nina? Hope this is Mother Nina Evie Sue.
What's going on? Hey, Tayana, you on?
Yeah,
yes,
I'm
here.
Tayana over there making DVDs right now.
The DVDs that you have that I have are so old. I love Andre's better.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm going to fuck you up. Hold on, Mina. Stay right there with us. Hold on. We have another 704-236. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, Carla?
Yeah, I did. As far as I know. So you and anything.
Hello, you're live on the air. 704-236, you're live on the air. Yes.
Hello?
You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone. Next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the Recap Show. How are you doing, private caller?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, darling. What am I speaking with?
My name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. What's going on, baby?
I have a question for you. I was wondering, at the Visu Ball, who do you think should have won the final battle for a legendary Femme Queen performance? Personally, who do you think should have won?
My personal opinion on legendary Femme Queen performance, I think Yolanda should have won the final battle. That's my opinion.
Let me chime in on that, and I think I was on the panel at that time. I think Yolanda should have won also. And I don't remember who won. Was it Mina that won it? Mika? Mina? What's her name?
Mika
won. Okay. And I would say that, Kelly, you tell me if I'm wrong, but she just kind of lost energy towards the end of the battle. And it kind of just
Mika came out there, and when she came out there, when she first hit the floor, I seen the old Mika from back in the days in the clubhouse, and she had all the energy, and she had all the spunk, like she was going to play, and she wanted to play. She played with Deja. When she came out there with Yolanda, she tinkled with her. She didn't really play with her, and Yolanda came out there, and Yolanda played, and they had fire. And what I love about all of them that came out, because I've seen them come out to a couple of Jack's Rumble. I've seen them come out to a couple of these books. And, you know, they give you the legendary performance that they give and they say, but it wasn't really performing. Saturday night, those bitches came out, and they came out not to play on Saturday night. They came out not to play. But then at the end, Mika, she fell off, but she still won. But I think Yolanda should have got that coin. My opinion, that's my opinion, and that's Tom's opinion, and he was a judge, but I wasn't a judge, but that's my opinion. That's who my vote would have went to if I was still on the judge's panel.
And truthfully, because we were on the panel talking about this, I mean, they all have kind of lost a little bit of the spark from when they used to be, you know, at their height, at their peak. I don't think any of them at the peak anymore, you know what I mean? And I guess maybe it's because they're getting a little older now. You know, you lose that as time progresses. But to me, there's a noticeable difference for all of them in their performances, in my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for definitely calling in. The next caller we have is 267-243. You're live on the AON Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
Yeah, I just want to say rest in peace to Mother Stacey Blaney.
It was just confirmed that our overall Mother Stacey Blaney was found dead in her apartment tonight, stabbed up in her apartment tonight.
Okay, now I heard that I was on the phone with Michi when the call came in that she was found unconscious, but I didn't know she had passed away.
Yeah, she passed away. They found her dead.
Oh, my. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that news.
So pray for her family and the Blonick family.
Well, we definitely
our prayers definitely go out to Mother Stacey Blonick and her family and to the House of Blonick. Definitely, definitely go out to her. Definitely. I definitely want to thank you for definitely calling in, Carla. Yeah.
You know, this has really been a rough year with people dying. I tell you, I mean,
Everybody needs to know, Ronnie. Everybody needs to know. Everybody needs to take and protect themselves in every type of way, whether it's sexually, whether it's through violence or hate, because baby, tomorrow's not promised to anyone. It's not promised to anyone. And to all of the transgenders out there and all the butch, queen, and drag that's running around here, y'all playing with these boys and having these boys and not telling them your tea, and then they pay you this thing and they have you because, you know, they just had you, and then you tell them your tea afterwards, which these boys did not play just because they pay it and don't say nothing now. And take some time with the click in their head that a man just tricked them into having them, and they come back and get y'all. Please stop playing with these boys, Miss Day. It's not that serious for a piece of dick, bitch. Being gay and being transsexual is open worldwide now, Miss Day. There's boys out here that like that, and there's boys out here that don't like that. Stay away from the boys that don't like it, girls.
So are the girls actually having sex with straight dudes and not telling them that they're really boys. I don't get that.
Yeah, Tom, the girls are so good, Tom. The girls are so good, Tom. They add with these boys and tell the boys they want them to hit it from the back. And when the boy goes back there, they all took it and went in the bathroom and all rolled their asshole up real good to make it feel like a pussy. And when they bend over to have the boy, they pull the tray to the front, Tom, and the boys start fucking them in their ass. They won't even know the difference.
Oh, my God. That is awful. I had no idea. I've never heard of such in my life.
They call it
yes, it does. It definitely does happen. Honey. But Mina, Mother Mina Irisu, legendary Mother Mina Irisu, how did you like your ball?
I really, really enjoyed the ball. When I say, first of all, my condolences go out to Stacey and her family as well as the Bobman family. I'm in a state of shock about that, but I will keep them in my prayers. But the ball was, it really went well. I mean, of course, us not finishing a couple of half-few categories, of course, that, you know, that's not how we do, you know, the history of the EV ball. And we was really trying to get to all the categories. And you saw us, you know, like, let's get it through. But, you know, things like that happened, and we do apologize.
Well, Mina, what was your favorite category for the of the ball?
Pretty boy. I mean,
drag realness.
Drag realness, of course. Yeah, Tayana was going through the girls' bitch.
I'm talking about the real categories. I mean, keep it real.
That is the real category, Tom. Don't try us.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Didn't he try that?
It's
not executive.
Tayana already did drive me with this DVD burning. Go ahead.
No,
I'm
but,
trying to get Tiana on the line.
No, but actually, Film Queen performance, for to see all of them, Christina was outside, and because of the situation with it being crowded and capacity, I don't think she was able to get in. She was some of the people that wasn't able to get in, but she was outside, I heard.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that she was outside. Film Queen performance definitely was, legendary Film Queen performance is definitely one of my favorite categories. Sex Siren, oof, yes. Definitely one of my favorite categories.
Tech Siren once again did not let me down.
Tech Siren
was
cute. It did not let you.
Ooh, it did. But let me tell you, my favorite category was one of them was streetwear, and and I want to say best dress. Those was my two highlights right there, and then with a little bit of Tech Siren sprinkled in because you know I still do.
Oh well, since you went there, Tom. Oh my God, I want to talk about best dress. I want to talk about best dress, and I want to talk about sneaker versus sneakers, and I want to talk about high fashion streetwear. I want to talk about all those categories when you have pieces and stuff on. I want to talk about all those categories.
But they didn't
have
sneakers at the EV Super Bowl, did they? I don't remember seeing that.
No, I just want to talk about it, man, because this is what kills me. When you out there and you battle with a girl and you know a girl's pieces may be better than yours, and you think that she's going to turn you out there, and you want to tell the judges, well, it says this, and it says this, and it says this, and it says that, and it's this, and it's that. They say, I don't care if you're a legend. I don't care if you're an icon. I don't care if you're a statement. I don't care if you're a star. I don't care if you're a mother or father or no quickly wicked mistake. And you come out there, and you walk in this thing, and you want to tell the judges something this day, I think that makes you press. That you have to tell the judges when you should not have to tell anybody anything about anything, and that goes for the EVC ball, and that goes for last night, also for sneaker versus sneaker mistake. And the sneakers and everything is bedazzled, and wraps up with everything. It should have not have been wraps up and bedazzled with all that stuff. Let the sneaker and the clothes and everything.
Kelly? Who are you talking about? Just put it on out there.
Baby, I'm not putting anybody's name out there.
Okay, because I wasn't at the function last night, so I don't know what happened last night. But now I have to give a shout out to Mark Milan because Mark had really broke it down for best dress when he had questioned where Corey was going with that bag for the overnight sleepover. It was totally not what the category was asking for. cute. Sometimes you need to get on the mic and let the girls know what
it is. Since you brought it up, that's one of the people I was talking about.
But sometimes you need to let the girls know what it's given when you walk in a function and the girls are talking.
No, you shouldn't have to let the girls know.
Kelly, honey, you know you cannot depend on the judges to be smart enough to know what's really going on. So yes, you do need to let the girls know that sometimes, honey, you need to check this because you might not be reading the category properly. So I didn't see nothing wrong with what Mark did.
I just think, in my opinion, to myself, Ms. Say, when somebody comes out there and they get that, and I'm on the judge's panel, Ms. Say, I'm giving it to the other person. I think that's a press bitch, Ms. Say. The judges see what this child had on. They liked it. They gave her a chance, Ms. Say. They see what you had on. They liked it. They gave you your taste. Now, let the judges pick which one they think is the best. You should have said that.
Yeah.
You should have said that from the moment she came out there.
Yeah, but sometimes...
Well, if she got sick after the ball down, and you are on the last battle, so now you want to go out, you want to tell the judges something. You should have been told them that.
But sometimes the judges need a little bit of help because they're not as bright as the you would think that they should be on a panel. So, I don't know. It didn't really do nothing.
I don't know what the girls, all of that other stuff. It's just too much for me. I don't need to do all of that stuff and all of that being up on top of the judges and all of that stuff and all of that and pushing and shoving the Fem Queens and the Butch Queens and drag, the Butch Queens and everybody doing that for real. All of that is ridiculous to me.
Okay.
I'm just going to stand there and say it's going to be what it is.
All right.
So you grab as the chat room, okay? I am still the overall East Coast. I am still the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. Jasmine is still the overall mother of the House of Mizrahi. Trace is the New York City mother of the House of Mizrahi. Get your facts together, okay? And Trinity is not a card. Get your facts together, girls, so you girls in the chat room, okay? And y'all girls in the chat room need to keep it cute this day because y'all 2 clicks and a snap away from motherfucking being blocked. Okay, keep your comments limited, girls.
You know what? Speaking of Chase, is her name Chase or Trace?
Her name is Trace.
Now Trace is a cute girl and everything, and I want to give shouts out to the Mizrahi for snatching her, but I didn't see her winning over Shannon. I didn't see that.
Why you didn't see it?
Because I didn't see it, honey. Shannon was sitting. No shade.
Shannon was definitely sitting, but Trace was eating it, and I'm not saying that just because she was a Mizrahi, because when she was a Milan,
Wait a minute, Kelly. Wait a minute, Kelly. Now, y'all always take my statements out of context, and I don't want people to get the wrong idea because I don't even know.
I just got a text that came through the red phone. I love my brother. I love him. Big shout out to you. I'm not gonna mention his name, but we know who you are to just text the red phone. Big shout out to you. I love you so much. I can't wait to get to be free again. Okay, love you.
Right. Well, listen, I'm not talking about you, but I know the listeners are probably gonna send me hate mail. But the lady Trace, whoever she is, I mean, she was a pretty girl and everything, but I didn't see her winning over Shannon. I'm sorry. It didn't move me. I just was not moved. And there's no shade because I don't even know her.
It's just a lot, but everybody has their day. You never know. Well, Shannon might have her day.
I think Trace actually looked better yesterday than she did at the ball. Now, yesterday, I saw her, you know, her face. I saw it all. But the other day against Shannon, I really didn't, you know. And I don't even, and like you said, she was in my house, and I didn't even know her. But she is a beautiful girl, no shade. She is.
Oh, you didn't see it either, Tayana, Saturday?
Not against Shannon. Not against Shannon, not at all. But the other girls, yeah, but not against Shannon. But last night, if she would have walked against Shannon, I would have said she had a chance. Because last night, she was sickening without a dress on. Without a gown on, she was sickening. So, I don't know if it was her hair yesterday that was, you know, straight down. I mean, the other day for the EV Super Bowl, but yesterday. So she had a floral wrap that was feathered that actually accommodated her face.
Right,
To the girl in the chat room that asked why am I two times bigger than I was as a butch queen in drag, it's called good living. It's called living your life and not being a motherfucking cokehead and letting the ballroom everything and get drugs and all types of things.
Kelly Reed, the shit happened, bitch.
That's what it's called. It's called about good motherfucking living, bitch. I cook every day. I don't eat motherfucking leftovers. That's what it's called. Good living. I don't have coke dripping out my nose, mistake. I do my drugs on occasion, mistake. I don't have to get high just to come to a ball or come to a club like some of the other girls have to do. That's why they so little.
I need to give a shout out. Hold on, because we have a bunch of callers.
Let me see where we at, okay? 443-857, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
I'm good, Kelly. How's everybody doing?
What's up?
Nothing much.
How you doing yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. I just wanted to comment about Pinpoint Face at the VSU Ball.
Who is this?
Me personally, I think Naomi and Trace, they are two amazingly striking, beautiful ladies. And I think Trace won without a doubt. Without a doubt. She definitely should have won that.
Okay.
And I just want to give my comment on that. And Naomi, she is breathtaking. I love her. She's very underrated.
Right. Okay. I know that's right. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in.
Thank you,
all
baby.
All right.
The next caller is 773-673-678. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly. This is Bianca.
Hey, Bianca, congratulations on your win last night. This is legendary Bianca Eve Sue. How you doing, darling?
How you doing? Hey, Tayama. Hey, Tom. Hey, Bianca.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in. You know, I had so much fun at the ball, but I really wanted to give a very special thank you to the Midwest because they really supported. You know, I was really overwhelmed that so many people from the Midwest came, and it really made me feel good. I know it made my house feel good because, you know, it, just for everybody to come together as a whole. You know, I heard there was problems in the function, but, you know, I think without it being the alcohol there, that the drama was low and the competition was high. You know, so and I just felt really good that the Midwest had really supported. It made me feel real good.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Bianca, for definitely calling in.
Can I give a quick shout-out?
Hold on. We have another caller, 347-432. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hello, Bull Girl. Hello.
Welcome to the show. This is the legendary mother herself, Mother Tiana.
Evie Sue.
Oh,
hello, everyone.
Yay.
I just want to call and give a shout-out to everyone that thank you so much for your love and your support for the house at BB Sue. It means so much to us, so much. And that's all
hey, Mother.
Calling.
Now, Kiana,
hey,
before
how you
go,
doing?
This is Blumenthal.
Yes, Tom. How are you doing, Mr. Bloom? Dr. Blumenthal, how are you doing? Miss Kelly,
so
you
nice.
Look absolute. Sorry, Dr. Blumenthal. Miss Kelly,
oh, no,
you look absolutely fabulous. Doctor, it was great seeing you. And it was great seeing everyone else that was there to support the House of Ivisu. And I want to thank you so much on behalf of the whole house and all of us. Thank you so much for your love and support. It means so much to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Hey, Nina. Hello.
What's going on, lady? What you doing?
How are you doing, baby? I just can't. Nothing. Hello, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm fine, child. On this road, I'm going home.
All right. Well, you get home safe, and I love you all, and have a wonderful evening.
All right, honey. Hello. The next caller
we have is...
Kelly, I've been trying to give a shout-out for 5 minutes. I just want to send a shout-out to AirTran.
Oh, go ahead. I hear you.
I just want to shout-out to AirTran. Thank you, AirTran. Love you. Okay, go ahead.
The next caller we have is 347-538. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
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 Yes, you're live on the air.
What's going on, bro?
What's funny?
Ain't shit. Chilling, watching TV.
I know, that's why.
What you have to?
I'm chilling. I'm waiting for the girls to get over here to play cards.
Oh, yeah, we on our way, definitely. I'm just got up and shit, but we about to come over there. And you're
I'm
going
to give a big shout-out to my son, autism, my grandson, Tasha Milan, that's on the phone line, for definitely winning High Fashion Street Win this weekend. Definitely came through and broke the building down for Tasha Milan. Working on
is that who's on, is that who's on the line right now?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
How y'all guys doing?
Doing great.
Yes, bitch.
Kelly, I wasn't invited to the first game, but I'm here in Chicago. I mean,
I definitely got to give a shout out to the house of Prodigy, to the house of Mizrahi, to the house of Alora, and and to the house of Garcon. The Mizrahi's had four, the Prodigy's had four, the Lord's had four, the Garcons had four, Kool-Aid Cortex Sirens, the Garcons won by 1 point with Tex Sirens.
We were right behind Garcon with the points. And we were right behind him. Is that boy Tyshawn still on the phone?
Yes, Tyshawn is still on the line.
Yeah, I want to ask him because it just so happened that streetwear was that category is one of my favorites of the night for the function. And I just want to know what was the inspiration behind your look.
It was calling for you can bring any year, any piece. I was going for the latest, which is 2010, and my look was for winter 2010 and 11. So you know, I wanted to bring it like a. I like to dress, I like to shop anytime, but it was just giving more of like if I was going on a ski resort or something. It's cool, so winter wear, so I'm going to bring it like I was going to a ski resort.
Right, yeah, that's what I meant when I said what was the inspiration. So you were trying to go for like a trip to the mountains or something.
Right.
Okay.
And I also forgot the Revlon also had four. Big shout out to the house of Revlon. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to the legendary Mother Angel Revlon, overall Mother Angel Revlon, who's definitely sitting in her Stella Girl effect. Mother Angel was, I love that effect, was Mother Angel.
Yeah. I definitely like the look. I love the boots that you were wearing. I think those were D-squared. Was it D-squared, the boots?
Yeah, they were D-squared.
Yeah, the whole look was very clean, very well put together. I really, really liked it. And even the other dude that walked, was he in your house too, the other boy that walked?
Yeah, Wendell, he's in my house as well.
Wait, you're breaking up. I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, his name is Wendell. He's in my house.
Okay, now, I liked Wendell's look with one exception. I didn't really see the boots for that look. It just didn't quite fit for me. But everything else I liked about it. And there was one other dude, I don't know what house he was in, but he walked, and he was in Louis Vuitton. And I hated that Hickeby had to chop him because the hat didn't go over the look. I don't think the hat was high fashion. I think it was like a regular fitted.
Right, that's what when people try to walk a category and when you walk a fashion category, New Era is not a high fashion. And it's
right.
Def-
well,
it's
yeah, I know that. But I, he looked like he maybe was just starting to walk in this category or something. I don't know. I don't know who the guy was. But, you know, his look was on point. It was the hat that threw everything off. And that just kind of goes to show that even one little detail like a hat could throw your whole outfit off. So you really got to be on top of everything, you know, when you're walking that category. But I liked it. I mean, you did a great job, and congratulations to you.
I do appreciate it. I definitely
do. Okay. Tasha, I want to put you back on hold because we have a whole bunch of callers. Okay?
Yeah, I'm about to leave my house to come here.
Whoever this TV is star in the chat room, honey girl, I don't know what you over there. I don't know what you're feeling on the other end of your computer, but I don't understand what are you talking about the loss of my man. The loss of what man? I want to know what man are you talking about, because my husband's laying in the bed to get up at 5:30 in the morning for work, so I want to know what man are you talking about that I lost, okay? So to you girls that want to sit in the chat room and you want to try it, please keep it cute, Miss Thang, because I don't need trying to chat room to be trying, Miss Thang, and I would hate to have to block y'all, Miss Thang. Y'all would definitely get blocked, Miss Thang. So please keep it cute, Miss Thang, okay? Girls, damn. Next caller is 917-854. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? What's going on, Tom?
What's going on, baby? Who's this?
How you doing? This is the legendary New York and Jersey father, Rocco Revlon, calling in.
Hey, Rocco.
Jersey Jerry father himself, Rocco Revlon.
What's going on? First of all, I just want to give my condolences to Stacey Blahnik and Jay Blahnik and Alpha Blahnik. That is so sad, you know, when we lose someone within our community. You know, we're losing people year by year, and it's just so depressing and so sad. You know, this just reminds us to, like, embrace the community as a family, and you need to know what tomorrow brings. Life is never guaranteed. You're here today, gone tomorrow, so love the ones, you know, love your family. But on another note, I definitely want to, you know, call in and congratulate the House of Ibisu, because me and the House of Revlon had a blast. The venue was on point. Tables were nice. You know, y'all tried your best to get through the categories. I know that Father Marcus, you know, was in the back. Ike and Mina trying to do your best to, you know, get through the, you know, the categories. So, I mean, overall, to me, the board gets a 10 regardless, since they didn't get through the categories. You got through most of your categories. How many categories didn't you get to, Mina? Like three?
We didn't finish three categories.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I think the ball, you know, was a success. And I also want to congratulate, you know, all the competitors that, you know, walked that night. Everyone looked good. You know, everyone came out to compete. And, yeah, it felt this ball, we haven't had a ball like this in New York in a minute. As far as it being, like, all the categories, you know, completed since, yeah, the last ball was actually Jasmine's ball last year. That was, like, a hot ball in, you know, New York. So I just want to, you know, give a shout-out to the House of Ibisu. And, of course, my house,
yeah,
that, you know, you threw. And I was, is Kiana still on the line? Because I called last week, and I said that, you know, yeah, I don't want to be a legend, and I had a surprise for this. So the surprise was with Yolanda. So.
Oh, I know that's right. Welcome Yolanda to the Revlon.
Exactly.
Work Yolanda.
So y'all take care, and I'll put me on hold. I'm just listening.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, legendary caller, Rocco Revlon. Thank you for just listening. We have another caller from Atlanta, 408-808. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
That's not Atlanta.
404-808. You're live on the air.
404-808.
Okay, I guess you're not live on the air. The next caller is 617-320. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Miss Mina, I got my call dropped out.
That call got dropped.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
sorry.
Right. No, it's not. It's a reception because I'm on the road, so it's a reception.
Oh, I know that's right. Know that's right. Nita's on the road on our way back home. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I got a fix. Okay, we're going
to
talk about BBC Warren. Now, let's talk about this motherfucking rumble last night. Oh, my God.
Wait, Kelly. Wait a minute. We didn't even cover sex hiring yet. And that was one of the main categories.
I don't like that category. So go ahead. You cover with Tom because I don't like sex hiring.
And I really need to get Mina's opinion from the House of Ibisu on the praise break because I thought that was one of the highlights of the function also.
Wait, hold on 1 minute. Hold on before y'all get the breakdown. My other co-host is here. East Coast mother of the House of Khan, the legendary mother, Nicole Khan. How are you doing, mother?
Hi. How, everybody? Hi, Switchboard.
Hey.
How's everybody on the line?
Hey, Nicole. Hi.
Who's on this phone?
This is Nina.
How are you? I love you.
What's going on? Congratulations on your being mother.
Thank you very, very much. It was very, very overwhelming. It was the whole mother thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but y'all go on. Let me hear what y'all was finished talking about.
Well,
go ahead,
Tom and Nina with sex
science. Yeah, I was just bringing up the praise break. I thought the timing of that was hilarious, but it was the message was needed. Sex science.
Wow.
Nina.
Girl, that was
The praise break.
That was
great,
baby.
Praise break.
Mm-hmm. That was
well,
so.
To you, Amina, and to all the people that is listening and it being my best friend and my sister, I want to extend a whole apology. And I'm not in the house anymore, but that is, you know, I come from that. I'm one of the founders.
Right.
And I want to extend, and I called Kiana myself, and I want to extend a total apology. She broke it down like she really, really, really forgot her name. You know, I have to spoke with her personally because I don't agree with it. So when me and her speak, it will be something else. But I do still want to extend my apologies to everybody because that's a very, very close friend. When Ashley gets spiritual, she doesn't listen to nobody but what she feels as God is saying. So you got a hard argument trying to explain to her that that was inappropriate, you know. So I just want to apologize to you, Amina, and to the whole House of Ibisu. And I already spoke to Kiana, and I told her also, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know that happened.
Yeah.
I was standing on the sidelines watching that unfold, and it was
okay.
Sex siren, yeah. Anyway,
right.
You know, I liked the sex siren was really nice this time. I was surprised. The Catboys I still don't use. I don't like that category, but the other sex sirens were cute. They looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was a hot category.
Sex
Siren? Well, you know, I don't really know these new boys now because, you know, since I'm off the scene, I don't really know them like that no more. But I thought Baby looked really cute. Baby's looking grown man now. You know, he's not looking like a little kid anymore. And I was surprised that he lost, actually. But he kind of did it for me. Yeah, Baby did it for me. I wanted to see Prince walk. I saw him in the building. But that was some, I don't even know. I think this boy was Herrera, maybe. I'm not even sure who won the category. But, I kind of thought Baby should have at least made it to the last battle.
After a while, all alike. All I see is abs and...
You know, you're right.
Well,
they start
touch
looking
base
alike.
Your, the Femme Queen performance.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. We talked about that already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened last night with the sneaker category, Kelly?
Last night, the sneaker was the sneaker category. Well, I was sitting in the background, and I was sitting by Tayana, and I was sitting by Father Michi LaCroix, and I was sitting around some old people. And people were throwing out slurs and saying all different types of things that people made their sneakers, and one person went to Michael's and got some stuff to put on their sneakers, and then somebody was saying that somebody else...
Who was doing that?
Somebody bought somebody's sneakers, and they was only $23 and all types of things. It was a mess.
Who was doing that?
I'm not going to tell
well,
you know,
I'm
on the sidelines.
You know,
I'm going to be
mad.
The
I was
talking about the people that was walking.
It was me, Kelly,
okay.
And Dexter. It was me, Kelly, and Dexter. We were sitting there. And Dexter saw a pair of shoes that he said that was on sale for $23, $23.95 with tax, I believe. I think it was a silver chain, right, Kelly?
I don't remember.
Someone else from a silver chain. They said that it was something on their shoes from Michael's because they took them there to get it glued on or something that was. I think it was Camaro.
Oh. Okay, see, let me, and I wasn't there, so I'm not going to comment on who wore what, but I'm going to just take it back.
When I see you in town, and then I got home, and I seen the grand prize for last night, I just knew you was on somebody's team.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, you know, I had to be back at work, so... I don't do 2 days in New York. I come in and leave the next day after the function is over. So,
well, baby, I'm so glad, baby. When I tell everybody out there, I know they all gag because, baby, the rumble last night was no other rumble. Girls couldn't even get inside the rumble last night. That's how packed the rumble was. When I got there at 2:30, the line was still around the corner at the bank. When I got there at 2:30, I felt like I was at a ball in Atlanta last night at the Rumble. We did not get out that Rumble ball this morning until 10 o'clock this morning. I didn't go to sleep until 12 o'clock this afternoon.
What?
There were so many fucking girls at the Rumble. I think every category we had 20 to...
You was reading Atlanta, bitch.
This is the first time that I ever saw
I wasn't reading Atlanta. No, I just felt that I was at a ball in Atlanta because I know Atlanta is the only place that give 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning, you're still at a ball.
Yeah.
So I gagged this morning when I came out the ball, and I was fully in drags because, you know, when I have on anything more than one beat of makeup, it's drags to me. So I had on all this makeup and lashes and everything because I woke best dressed last night. And I gagged at 10 o'clock in the morning, lashed and everything. And people going to work is walking past and everything. And it was 10 o'clock in the fucking morning. It was at least 20 to 25 people that walked categories.
Well, listen, who won the team sneaker category?
In the team sneaker category went to Father Eric Milan's team.
Okay.
I
can see Eric winning, but let me just say this. I was in town, Kelly, and I see why you would say that. Nobody asked me to be on the sneaker team, which is a little odd considering that, you know, I'm one of the pioneers of that category. But I just want to take it back for just a minute if I could because, you know, I don't know what the boys are given nowadays when they walk that category. It's just so bizarre to me, the stuff that they be coming out in. And somebody had called earlier talking about how things used to be. And you're right, things do evolve. And that category has only been around a couple of years. It's not an old category. And when I first started walking the category, and as I stated before, I was the innovator, the pioneers of the category, it was not a label sneaker category. It was a hot pair of sneakers. And for me, because I'm a sneaker connoisseur and a collector, I don't know what the boys are walking in now. I mean, to me, sneaker versus sneaker is not a label shoe that you would get out of Neiman Marcus or Gucci or Louis Vuitton or somewhere like that. That's not what I see the category for. And I don't really like it when the boys walk that category wearing those label shoes because, you know, the whole idea of a hot sneaker is something that nobody else is going to have. And anybody can go into a Gucci.
Because if you take the category and you change it into labels, instead of you picking a hot sneaker, you're picking a label. So now that they're changing the category, somebody's sneaker could be really hot.
but because the other one went to Lehman Marcus or has a label sneaker, they get it over them?
That's the whole point. That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that because, like I said, when I first started walking the category, it was about a hot shoe, not about the label of the shoe. Mm-hmm. And to me, anybody can go in Gucci or Neiman Marcus somewhere and get a label shoe. I mean, that's not all that hard to do. So I just don't see how that makes those shoes.
Hold on, y'all. I had to bring my co-host on Monday night co-host. I had to call him because the lines are jam-packed. Folks, hold on.
Sorry, your call did.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to be rocking on a lot. You know, that's my call. So Monday night for the ball. I don't know what's going on with his phone, honey.
Not at every ball. Switchboard. Get it together.
Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, they want to be private.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap
they
show.
They want to be private. Goodbye.
Okay. Well, baby, stop pressing one if they want to be private, honey. Hold on. The next caller is 404-808. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? This is June Mizrahi. How are everybody doing? How are you doing? I don't know who all on the line.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How is everyone?
Good.
Well, I'm calling in tonight. I wanted to make a little announcement. We had a little death in the state of Georgia of Mizrahi. And I wanted to make an announcement to the kids that's in Atlanta, Georgia, that knew Miss Gail Mizrahi, the grandmother of the Mizrahi Atlanta chapter. That was my roommate, and, you know, she passed away, and we are trying to send her away and a farewell benefit show on Wednesday night. And we are also taking up donations for anyone in Georgia that knew this lady, that knew Miss Gail Mizrahi. If you wanted to make a donation, the name of the funeral home is the H-A-U-G-A Brooks Funeral Home, 364 Auburn Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. Telephone number 404-522-8217. If anyone wanted to make any donations, they can feel free to come out Wednesday night. We're having a show and a ball. Grand prize is best dressed. That was our category for $150. All the donations from the show and tips will go towards her funeral. We have no arrangements yet, but I'm asking each and everyone to come out that night. All Mizrahi's in Atlanta, Georgia, and ones that can get to the show and the ball, to please come out. We got some heavy hitters performing. So to each and everyone, I just want y'all to keep her in mind, you know, because tomorrow is not promised. We're losing people each and every day. And that was a close Mizrahi, me and Andre, because, you know, that was our roommate. And, each and every one, take life very special because you don't know if you're going to wake up tomorrow or anything can happen with you out in the streets or anything. So if you have a friend or a loved one or something that you're mad with, pick up that phone and call them and, you know, talk to them because you never know if that may be the last time you talk to them. Or see them. So I want to apologize to my grandchild, Kenny Ivisu, that I couldn't make his function because of the incident. But I heard it was a bang. Congratulations to Mother Mizrahi in New York. I heard she closed the building down. Nicole, I heard you, Mother Khan.
Yeah. Before y'all go on anywhere, that's, I want to interrupt by saying that was the purpose of Ashley Prey's break right there, what you just said. That was her purpose. And let's do another condolences. If y'all haven't heard,
I just got to give a big shout out and a big welcome to the family, Trace Mizrahi. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to my new husband, the overall East Coast barber, Melvin Mizrahi. I definitely got to give both of them a big shout out and tell them congratulations and definitely welcome to the family. And I love them all, and I can't wait to work with
Kelly.
Them. Yes.
What about Mike?
Stacy also passed away. Are we hearing me?
We just came out there.
And I want to give my condolences to the whole house of Blahnik and my personal condolences to Kennedy LaCroix, which was her mother. I'm so sorry. And Joan, that was exactly on point. It is too much going on, and people are passing, and we need to learn to let the hate go.
Hold on. We have another caller. Private caller, you're live on the on the recap show. Private caller.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
This is the legendary mother, Kayla. How are you doing, Kelly?
The legendary who?
This is the legendary mother of the house of Kayla. How are you doing? Mr. Dale.
Okay. Y'all got shoes on sale this week?
Baby, honey, I don't have time to play games with girls. Not tonight. There's so much going on in the universe to sit here and play games with the girls tonight.
At least she's the mother that I'm to pay.
Baby, I'm not. One thing y'all girls need to know about me, to y'all girls in the chat room, one thing y'all need to know about me is I'm not a shady person at all. I'm not a shady person. If you know me outside the scene and you know me outside the balls, I'm the most nice, the nicest, and the most realest person that you would ever meet in the motherfucking industry outside of a ball. I have this nasty motherfucking Great Wall of China that's built up because of fucking the things that I have been through with Queens and the ballroom scene for the last 15 years. That's why y'all see the bitch that y'all see when I hit the back of the motherfucking runway or I hit a judge's panel or y'all see me outside the club. But if you my girlfriend outside of all of that, bitch, you know I'm the most nice person that you could ever meet, bitch. I'll let a bitch sleep on my floor if they have to. I'll feed a bitch, bathe them, and everything, bitch. I'll cook, steal, and roll for your motherfucking ass if you one of my ride or die motherfucking girlfriends. But to you all, you rest of you bitches, y'all can kiss my motherfucking entire big precious ass.
Oh, girl, that's a lot of
Kelly, let me just make a quick correction about something that was mentioned earlier regarding those points, because it was brought to my attention that the House of LaCroix has 5 points. I believe we were in second place when the ball was stopped due to the time running out.
I have it from the thing. Everybody had 4 points. The Garçons won with 5 points.
Okay.
All the other houses had 4 points. And Garçons won with that sex siren last point. That's how they won. Because everybody else, if they didn't finish the category and didn't finish Realness with a Twist, it would have been a four-way split for 250 V's. The Garçons won with sex siren.
Okay. Let me just make a quick mention about Miss Gale of Atlanta. Because, first of all, if you have ever been to Atlanta or been to any club in Atlanta, you have to know who Gale is. Not even just from being a Mizrahi, but I'm just talking about just being in Atlanta, period. Because especially if you're a club person like I am, before I even started into the balls, I was into the club scene. So, I mean, you could not go out in the city and not see Miss Gale in the building somewhere. You know, usually somewhere in a corner in the club, sleep and not pass out or something. But, you know, that was who Gale was. I really hate to hear that Gale has died. I really can't believe it, to be honest with you, because I just saw her Labor Day weekend, and I'm just gagging that this has happened because I just saw it. Like, you know, you see somebody one day, and then the next day they're not here, and it's like, you know, you just can't believe that they're gone. You know, it's like really hard to believe that Gale has passed away. I'm really, really sorry to hear that.
Oh, yes, me too. I really gag. Hold on, we have another caller. 443-934. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, everybody on the line? It's Marquise Revo.
Hey.
Hey, legendary father, Marquis Revlon. Congratulations on your win, even though none of the legends or the rest of those legendary girls came out.
Thank you. That's about a question I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to know, like, opinion. Like, the legendary status and stuff is, like, a big popular thing that's going on in the scene now. Like, a lot of people in the scene saying they like it and this and that, but when people put the legendary categories in their flyer, don't nobody want to walk.
I don't know. I don't understand how all those legendary Butch Queen Vogue fans within the building, Miss Thang, and everybody is so pressed to be legend, Miss Thang, and want to be legend, Miss Thang, but when the girls have the categories, nobody comes out and nobody wants to play. I don't understand. But you know what it is, Marquise? I just think that they're tired of you winning over them.
No, it's not even just my category.
That's what I think it is, Marquise.
In your category in general.
So what we can do about Jay Kelly is make Marquise an icon now.
Yes. What do you think about that?
Well, shit, they running around. Everybody running around here making motherfucking everybody legends and all types of shit, bitch. What the fuck, Miss Thang, bitch? Everybody is fucking legendary, bitch.
I was waiting
because I was told by Father James Icon, that he wanted a few minutes to come on and say something, but he didn't call in. So I was waiting for him to call in so I can address the thing, and because me and him had a discussion at the ball. And I want to know, this is my opinion, and you know I'm only one person, and everything, and you know Champagne is my girlfriend, and I've been around Champagne for years when she used to live in New York. And people just ask me to say, and, you know, I just don't understand. I want to know what is Champagne legendary for?
Well, that's a question they asked about everybody.
That's what I want to know.
Well, I thought James had clarified that on Saturday.
Yeah, he was clear about that because she came out there, she walked, and she got her tans mistake. But I just want to know for what. That's my opinion.
Hey, James, on this phone.
I want to know.
I got to call James. I'm going to get him on the phone.
Baby, I mean, he said he wanted a few minutes, but that's just what I want to know. That's just my opinion. Yes, she did get her tans. The judges did give her a 10, and like James explained, back in the days when you wanted to be legendary, you would come out there and you would walk a legendary category, and if you got your 10 and you got through, then you was legendary. But I just still don't understand it.
Kelly, do you see a 203 number on your switchboard? I have somebody texting me that's trying to call through.
Hold on. They have to wait till we get to them. Hold on, because I'm not running the switchboard, but they got to wait till we get to them. It's on my list. It's the third number on my list that I have up, but they have to wait till I get to them. Hold on. It's the third number on my list that switchboard sent over to me, but I got to wait till I get down to that number. But the next number I have on my list that switchboard is about to open up that number is a private caller. You're live on the air. Private caller, you are live on the air.
Who's you over there talking about?
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, private caller, you're gone. Okay. The next caller is 203-809. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, how you doing? This is LaCroix. I walk streetwear. I just wanted to, talk about something that y'all had talked about real quick. And it was the LaCroix had 5 points. We won 3 of the runway categories. We also had won the streetwear category. And if I'm not mistaken, we had also won best dress, my mother. So we have 5 categories. And anybody was watching that, you know that, you know, we won those 5 categories, but nobody's not recognizing that.
Okay, I brought all my kids out, and so I was up there asking what was the point, and when everything was missing the point, they never said LaCroix when I was asking. I'm not looking at any VC out there that was asking for the point, say. They never said LaCroix. So if LaCroix had 5 points, Ms. Thang, then that means we have to go back and we have to review this motherfucking ball tape, because that means it should have been Grand Prize LaCroix, the Grand Prize Garçons, because the Garçons won by 5 points.
Let me ask Mina a question. Mina, who was keeping the points, and why didn't they announce that shit during the ball, like after each category?
Announce what?
Why didn't they announce, like, periodically during the ball, like, who was leading in the points, how many points each house had? Because I was confused all throughout the ball as to who had what points, because nobody said it.
I know I did hear that one. Somebody announced it.
Chad did announce the one. Chad announced the one. Revlon, the Mizrahis, the Prodigies, and I think the Garçons had 4 points. It was a four-way tie. They never said LaCroix when they mentioned it, when they listed the thing. So that's why I never even mentioned LaCroix, because when I was asking the person that was tallying the score or who was winning what, they told me who had 4 points. Because at one time everybody had 3 points, and the Mizrahis had 4 points, and then those other three houses that I mentioned got another point, and that's what made it 4-4.
Kelly, it's Marcus. This is the question. Okay, Dominique won Small Boys Runway, and then he won the $1,000. Would that have been considered two trophies or one trophy?
That's one point.
Yeah.
He won the point for winning Small Boys Runway, and then he won the battle for the cash.
I think that's where they're giving the fifth
that's
point
what
for. Like,
yeah.
I think
that's
what it was. Hello? So they were tied for second place. Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead, Mook.
Nah, what I'm trying to say is Raymond LaCroix won for, I think it was Drag's Runway. I won for Streetwear. My mother won for Best Dress. Dominique won for Short Boys. And one of my brothers from D.C. won All-American Runway. So I wasn't trying to add Dominique point in. But if they want to go there on that point, then that means we probably would have had 6 points.
You're right. That is five separate.
That is five.
Winning five separate categories.
There's
a conspiracy here, Mina.
They get back
Mina.
Money, that's what y'all say.
Mina, it's a conspiracy, and I need to
good
know what
the
conspiracy.
I mean, I just think it's a setup.
You
ask me.
You gotta go get this. There's something going wrong.
Hold on, hold on. If you go to the red phone is texting, is coming through the red phone. He says, hold on. Came to the red phone. The Garçons won by 6 points, and they're saying that LaCroix only had 4 points. And so this person that's texting me on the red phone, can I announce your name? Because he said he has all of his winners down because it was his house. We also did it. He has all of his winners down in his thing, and
Kelly,
I know he does it all the time.
The other part to it is,
points.
I think
I'm
the legendary category,
paper,
that category
was
a trophy per person, right?
But I mentioned, can I mention your name to the person that texted my red phone because he has all of his winning down? I don't want to mention anybody's name, but he has all of his down. He said the LaCroix had 4, the Garçons won by 6.
No, that's
not
true.
If it's not any VSU, I don't want to hear whoever that is on the red phone. I don't trust
him. I just gave
you facts. Like, you know, I just named the people that had won, and if people was paying attention, you know what I'm saying, they would realize that. You know what I'm saying? We did have 5 points.
And Mook, they would have had to be there to see it because they're not going to see it on the DVD.
6 points.
Well, I just wanted to make it clear that we had 5, so we was in second place and everybody else was at 4. That's all I wanted to make clear.
Work, Mook.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We appreciate it because we worked hard. You know what I'm saying? We did our thing last night. And I just wanted to make sure we recognized for it.
And, Mook, by the way, you look really nice, too, winning streetwear. So I'm going to give a shout-out to you because your looks are always on point.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. This red phone is a geeky. The red phone is a geeky. Thank you, Mook, for definitely calling in. Okay, where was Mook at? Okay.
Honey, what is the red phone?
Thank you, Mook, for definitely calling in. This red phone is a geeky. The girl is the children are geeky on the red phone that he gave me texting and saying, honey, it's a geeky. But I really enjoyed the weekend overall. Like, you know, there's not really many places in New York that we can have, like, big balls at and have balls missing. So when a ball definitely comes and the girls definitely come out to balls, it's definitely fun. Because the last couple of balls that were supposed to be major balls in New York was definitely flops, Miss Dane, even though, you know, the venue was cute or this was cute or that was cute, but nobody really came and attended the ball. The girls definitely did come out and attend the Evisu ball. And another thing, I definitely got to give a big shout-out. I definitely got to give a shout-out, definitely, to the House of LaCroix, for the flyer that we have out. And for everyone out there now, that's doing ball flyers and things, love the fact that the LaCroix flyer is out and their ball is not until, let me see, when is it? Until March? Is it March time?
March 19th.
I'm glad that their flyer is out now. And it's 6 months in advance for the flyer. You know why I'm glad it's 6 months in advance? Because all you girls out here, and y'all see these categories, y'all see the hold on this fucking phone, and y'all see these motherfucking flyers out, and y'all see categories that y'all want to lock, say, in December, you girls can start. Because, you know, you have to wait 4 months in advance. In December, girls can start paying for the tickets to get to a junior for this function. And you don't have to worry about flying on class when you come in, because class is not choice anymore. Okay? How are you doing? We have another caller.
Got to hang up.
Hold on. We have another caller. 718-978. You're live on the air on the weekend.
There we go. There you go right there.
Ah, this is Father.
Hey, Father. You said you wanted 15 minutes.
Hey, how are y'all? Well, first of all, once again, you know, hey, what's up? Hey, Tom, what's up? How are you? Good to see you this past weekend and stuff like that. I don't know what y'all was talking about earlier, but again, I just wanted to clarify something because at the ball where me and you were going back and forth, Kelly, I wasn't listening to what you were saying actually and stuff like that. And stuff. So I want to clarify something because there was a conversation on another radio station and on this one about the rules and regulations about, you know, deeming people legendary and stuff like that. I wasn't deeming Champagne legendary. I walked her out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going against my other constituents and icons and stuff like that on their new rule and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just all about taking the category. And if you, you know, if the judges see you as being legend, then they would judge on you being legend or not and stuff like that. So that was one thing and stuff like that. Now, last night, and also I don't want my brother Jack to think that I was being disrespectful to him at his ball and stuff like that because, you know, I don't disrespect Jack and stuff like that. But what I don't like nowadays about the ballroom scene and stuff like that, and this is what pissed me off last night, is that when you are on a panel and you are a judge of a ball, I do not personally feel that because you and somebody are from the same state that you should pick somebody that is in your state if they deservingly do not, meaning it's not deservingly you're supposed to win that category or win over the person that it is. That's one. Number two, us as a society, you know what I'm saying, another thing is that we have to stop being, we're racist to each other. And why I say that is because a lot of times we'll pick a black girl over a Puerto Rican girl or a Puerto Rican girl over a black girl and stuff like that. You know, it takes a lot of fun out of the ballroom scene. And this is why a lot of femme queens don't come to balls anymore because, one, they're already being judged by society. And to come out to be judged by your own peers and stuff like that and to be ridiculed basically knowing that you are sitting or feeling any kind of way and stuff like that and not taking nothing from nobody that wins any category and stuff like that, that goes across the board for everybody. It's just unfair, you know. And then I made an outburst last night when Davina had lost last night that, like, bitch, I would try every house that tried her. You know, I said that out of anger. But I do feel that Davina turned it out and Davina should have won over Jubilee. And I love Jubilee because Jubilee is one of my, you know, immediate family children and stuff like that. In my personal opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, that I thought that Davina should have won, and I want to apologize for that outburst as well. But as far as Champagne goes and stuff like that, you know, I didn't deem her legendary. I walked her out because she's my house daughter, and I know that me walking her out was like me deeming her legendary or whatever like that. I didn't deem her legendary. Now her walking the category and them giving her 10 has solidified her being legendary, and we're not going to take that status away from her. You know what I'm saying?
James, cutting to the chase, is Champagne legendary or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and it, you know, if we want to contest it, we'll take it to the other constituents of the icons, and we will discuss that.
you know.
Okay, hold on, Father. Don't go no place. Hold on, because we got to get to the bottom, and we got to get to the bottom of these votes. Hold on. I'm getting Ike Ezetsu on. I'm sending his phone number. I'm sending his phone number over to Switch Trey, so we can definitely get Ike on the phone, because Ike has the tally of the points. Hold on, Ike. We're calling you, Ike.
Your call.
Let's get Ike up on this phone. Because we
gotta
get
to the bottom of it. I'm gonna talk about that EV Super Bowl realist with a Twitch shit too.
5-1-4 Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up and try your call again.
He on the line, Kelly.
Customer service.
I just think the whole thing of the Twitch category got me scrapped.
267-210
What you say?
Your call.
Hold on.
Category to be scrapped.
Please hang up and try.
Well, he on the line already. Oh, I press one, please. I press one so I can see your number.
What you say, Tom?
I
think the realness with the Twitch category should be scrapped completely. I'd hate the category. Well, that's your opinion.
What do you think about that?
Well, wait a minute. Let me get to Tom. Tom said that he felt like the category should be scrapped. And you know what, Tom? And a lot of people think that a lot of categories should be scrapped, the balls or whatever like that. But that's our personal opinions. There's nothing we can do about certain categories that balls. This is what the balls are. These are the categories that the balls, and we just have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now,
I do deal with it. That's why when they started calling the category, I watched and paid attention and judged it the way I was supposed to. Even though I don't like the category, I still judge it.
But you judge accordingly.
Right.
Right. Now, what I'm saying about the category is that, from my knowledge, is that, you know, that everybody, you know, they couldn't do their production and stuff like that, or whatever, and because of press for time and stuff. But from my knowledge, my house is the only one that had a prop. You know what I'm saying? And whatever battles that they had battled between the people during the time that they had, they won their battles and stuff like that. I don't think that it's fair that my kids did not get their money. Or if they wanted to split it with them and their laws, I don't think that it was fair that they didn't even do that part. You know what I'm saying? And so something happened from, you know, and early in the ball with some other my house, you know, disrespecting them during their grand march and stuff. And again, I send out an apology for that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That still doesn't negate the fact of, you know, let's be fair about the category. Because any time that something has happened at the Icon Ball where they said that we didn't pay our money and I had to go meet people after the ball and stuff like that and pay them their money, I did. You know what I'm saying? And I always will, you know, pay somebody whatever they're supposed to be paid for their category, you know, and that's my thing about it. If my kids bought it correctly and they were the only ones that bought the prop or whatever, no other house bought a prop, then automatically grand prize goes to them. And if they battled and they won their battles and you didn't have enough time or whatever like that, they won and they had their prop. Give my kids their just due.
Kelly, I said to call him because the line's full. He's waiting for you to call.
Hold on. Let me find that number again. Hold on. Wait, hold on. I got it. Hold on, because we have to get to the bottom of this.
I finished my lasagna, and it takes 5.
1. Hold on. Let's try to get Ike on the line again. Hold on.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please hang up and try your call again or contact customer service.
There's a lot with the please hang up stuff.
2-5-1
I think, wait. Oh, excuse me, sorry. I'm sending the wrong number over to Switch Trade. Hold on, sorry. Sorry, hold on. I'm sending the wrong number over to Switch Trade. You know, I'm a little blind, honey. Sorry, hold on, because we got to definitely get to the bottom. We definitely got to get to the bottom of this point, honey, because I need to know. What is the chief?
Well, the Indica Cron win the house of the most.
I got the right number now. Please leave your message for 26.
Oh, child.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with Ike. Mina, try to get Ike on 3-way, please. I don't know what's going on with Ike.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Twitch Train, but we definitely need to get to the bottom of that. Hold on, everybody. We got a private caller. You're live on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Yes, I have two questions, actually, for Jay.
Yes.
James, you said one that Champagne walking solidified her as being legendary.
I said her walking and her getting her pen.
So in your honest opinion, do you think that Champagne was due on the floor, or she looked right on the floor with girls like Mika and Yolanda and these other girls? Okay. She fit in there.
Why don't you think that she was?
Huh?
I said you don't think that she does. It's obvious that I do if I walked her out. But you, what would be your assessment as to why she doesn't, why she wouldn't?
Okay, next question. Okay, I want to know what your thesis.
No. Before you ask that question, answer my question.
In a roundabout way, no, I don't. I don't think that she fits in with those groups.
Okay, and how long have you been walking balls?
10 years.
I'm sorry?
Almost 10 years. I mean, walking.
Almost 10 years, and your name is? And your name is?
I mean, what does my name have to do with it? I'm talking about your house, man. But why am I? What is the simple question?
Because you're asking me a question. So because you know who you're speaking to, I would like to know who I'm speaking to.
Are you ready for my next question?
Well, go ahead. Go on with your question, child.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to know what your preface, because you gave all this preface about the ballroom scene being racist and the Spanish over the black. I want to know how that related to the Jubilee Divina thing. Or that's just
the
house.
No.
That's just
the
house.
Listen to what I said earlier. I said it was two things. The first thing was about judges being on the panel. That's what I was referring to about the ballroom scene being racist. And then I went into what I made an outburst at the ball that I apologized for because of Davina not winning her category.
Okay. I think I get it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, darling. Okay, we have another caller, 347-426. You're live with the air on the recap show.
It's me, Kelly.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Keisha.
Yes.
Oh, first I want to say hi, James.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, Keisha.
Okay. First I want to comment. James, you kind of like touched when you made a comment about the ballroom scene about being very racist. You are so true. Okay, and that needs to change because that's going to prevent a lot of people from walking. When, like you said, a lot of girls are very racist or they pick certain girls because of the way they look. However, the last call talked about Champagne. What he needs to do is pull out tapes of Champagne, how she evolved from a Butch Queen and drag to Slim Queen performance. I saw the tape. I was there. And one thing I will say, her performance, it was on point. It was neat. And yet she can come for those girls. Why is that people, just because she's not a crowd's favorite in his opinion or her opinion, that does not deem someone legend because you feel she's not a crowd's favorite. If you pull the tape, she has won. Consecutively, her performance was clean. And like Kelly said a couple of months ago, just because you didn't win of the year 4 or 5 times doesn't mean you can't be a legend. She has worked consecutively, and if you look at her performance, it's still consistent.
Right, and not to cut you off, Keisha, and all of this was done while she was a con, before she even came to the House of Icon. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I wanted to make clear because of the new rules and regulations that was put into place and stuff like that, that I wasn't going against my other constituents of Icons and stuff like that. So,
what is these new rules that you're talking about?
Hold on, Keisha, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're going to get to those rules in a minute. Hold, Keisha, I'm going to put you right back on hold. We have Ike on the phone. Ike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, please, give me the breakdown of who had what and who did what and who did why.
Okay. I have the winner, the House of Garcon. They won Catboy Sex Siren. They won Seer Sex Siren. They also won Foot Eye Surprise. They won Bush Queen Face. And for Legends Battle, they got 2 points for Malachi and Pony. And Arturo got one. So the House of Garcon beat everybody with a total of 6 points. Behind them was the LaCroix, and everybody else had four.
Wait a second. Let me go back to, you said Arturo, Malachi, and Pony won the whatever that category was.
The Legends Battle.
Are they Garcons now?
Two of them are.
Pony, Tony and Malachi are Garcons.
So a point went to both the two Garcons
each
and one. And the other four.
It stated that on a flyer that each one, each participant who won Legendary Battle got a point.
So we're, okay, so if it was like a team, whatever house they were in, each house got a point from that team.
Right.
Each person got a point, not each house. Each person got a point towards their house.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now that right there is a little troubling, the way that is the way that rule is put together, because that could stack the deck unfavorably. But
right.
I'm sorry.
Well, that was on the flyer, so you know.
Right.
That's
right. Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue it now because, as you said, it was on the flyer. But it just, you know, I would question the wisdom in wording it that way. But go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm saying the Garcons had six, the LaCroix, Luke was right, they had five, and the other houses had four.
Okay.
What categories did the LaCroix win?
I don't have the LaCroix breakdown, but the guy that called in, Luke the Walk Streetwear, he was correct in what he said the LaCroix won.
Okay.
So the
LaCroix
is in second place.
Correct.
So Malachi's a Garcon now? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's been one for a while.
Yeah,
Malone.
He's been one since the law kicked him out.
Okay,
oh,
you know, I've been off the scene, so I don't know who's what now. So.
Tough
crowd.
Okay,
y'all
I want to congratulate my house. Hello, Kelly. I want to say congratulations to the V2s that walked the Rumble last night. I heard they turned it out. And when I say I'm representing Beyonce, of course. And,
I don't know who that little rogue butch queen up the drag, I think her name is Maya.
Maya, you think so, from Chicago? Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And,
give her a big shout-out, honey. She needs to talk about come out of town more often.
Yeah.
Okay, I just got a text that came through Yahoo, and so... They said they want to know why and not anybody talking about James Icon, Demon Mousy, Legendary, and why are we talking about James, why is James getting all heated? James Icon getting all heated.
That's a good point.
I'm not heated. I just thought that the person that came on the phone to ask me the question, you know, I think I was right in, say, asking him who he was. And then asking my question back to him and him not being able to answer my question. That's not being heated. I was asking him back what he was asking me. Why I was heated last night because of what happened last night. Now, if you're talking about last night, why I was heated, because anybody was
Sorry. I didn't read it right. I'm excuse me. They said they want to know why is James Icon getting all the heat. Sorry. They want to know why you getting all the heat. Nobody said anything about James Carr, Demon Mousy, but you're getting all the heat about Champagne. Hold on, I have a couple of callers. 202-39, the live one being on the recap show.
Tell them motherfuckers they want to know why I did something to call me straight up, and they have my number.
Right.
Tell them bitches
right.
I can do what the fuck I want to do in the scene. First of all, I was unclear of the motherfucking new rule because I was not on the phone that night when I deemed
right.
Mousy. He waited long enough. If it was important enough, I could have waited until the 4th. I didn't know that we all four that did it all together collected because I wasn't on the red carpet show and all the other icons was on there. But tell them
right.
that dick-eating motherfuckers, if they got something to say, don't call through the motherfucker chat line. I mean, not through the chat line, through the talk show. Tell them the dick-sucking motherfuckers to call me directly or come and see me. And that's what I told them that night at the ball. Tell them bitches stop using them alias motherfucking names. If they so motherfucking rough, tell them motherfuckers I said to approach me and ask me.
Baby, and we have the icon his James Card on the phone, Eddie.
Well, there's that
end. Was he a fan?
I love it when we mention somebody's name, and as soon as we mention their name, bitch, they are there like, damn, bitch, like magic,
okay.
Bitch. I dream of genie, bitch.
So
I love it.
When is this meeting supposed to take place that James mentioned just now?
Since you're on the phone, Tom, and you don't know, last, I think it was last week or the week before last on the red carpet,
all the icons and legendary people, like the legendary people was definitely on the line. It was about like 20 or 30 of us on the line, and it was definitely like that you hear, like you see how they told Michi that he couldn't judge on Saturday. Because they told him he couldn't judge on Saturday because they're going back to the way the ballroom scene was. If you walk in a ball, you cannot judge a ball.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And nobody is going to be deemed legendary anymore outside of the Legends Ball or another ball that they're going to make that where they're going to be deeming the girls at. They're taking it back the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a new thing they're doing now.
Nobody is supposed to be deemed or legendary or anything, or the topic of legendary should not even be mentioned at a ball or anything until December 6th at the Legends Ball in Atlanta, and then at Stewart's Ball again, Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah, you see, just like James, I didn't know that conversation happened, you know what I'm saying? So I was unaware of that stuff like that, and like James, you know, it just, I'm not going against him and stuff like that, but, you know, I'll follow suit with the rule or whatever like that, but, you know, basically, you know.
I want to tell them
that's not allowed. Mousy and Champagne have their statuses, and that's it.
Well, I want to see how long that new rule is going to be in place.
Well, you know.
So,
like,
if you guys want to know your status in the state, December 4th in Atlanta, honey, the flyers is circulating, honey. Be there at the moment, sir. Eddie,
well,
Icon said, bitch, if you want to know you legend, bitch, come out for a legendary category. They'll let you know.
Right, they would. Back in the days, that's how it was. Bitch, if you felt that you have walked long enough, bitch, you walked the legendary category, and it's 9 times out of 10, if you got your 10s or you won, you were legendary. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, going forward with the new order and stuff like that, you know, let's try this out. Let's see if this works. Let's see if we wait and will all the icons decide, you know, that this person should be deemed the title and stuff, and we wait for a Legends Ball or any legendary ball that it can be announced at, then fine. You know, I can work with that as well. Maybe that will put some sort of, you know, order into it and stuff like that, so the titles are not unjustifiably, quote-unquote, given out to people who, quote-unquote, don't deserve it or people feel like don't deserve it. But people are always going to have an opinion regardless. You know, we're always going to agree and disagree. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes the world go around. You got to have the yin and the yang, you know, so we'll see.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. 323-810, you're live on the air on the recap show. 323-810, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
What's up, Ma? This is your son, Nino, from L.A.
What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the Ms. Rahis.
I know that's right. Big shout out to Mrs. Sandow.
I want to give a shout out to her.
I love you. I'm going to call you after the show.
All right.
Okay. But I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that came out. Bitch. Everybody that was at the Elite Super Bowl. And I'm just talking about not just from the people that was there, Miss Thing. I'm just talking about the looks and how everybody just looked. Looked in there. That's not even a word. How everybody looked. So clean. Everybody looked so clean and presentable and everything to say. And the girls came out there and they was voguing and everything, and I didn't smell no funk or anything, so the girls really washed up before they came to this ball and everything. It was definitely an up look for the girls, we say. They came out and they was clean, and you know, some girls they have to have shoes on, so don't know if their feet was clean. But I don't know what happened last night, Miss Thing. They came to the Visa Board and the girls took showers, Miss Thing, and then I guess they went to Pasha, Miss Thing, and stayed out and got up and just got ready for the ball, Miss Thing, because it was Funk Master Flex last night at the Rumble again, Miss Thing. They did one ball when the girls don't stink, and then the next ball the girls stink. What the fuck?
Honey,
no, but I definitely like how James.
I'm gonna tell you
because I was just on the phone with Nicole before the show, and I gotta tell you, you know, I don't live for these little new girls that's out here. You know, these all these Similac babies, but I gotta tell you, I definitely do live for Miss Davina.
I live for her, Miss Thang. I really live for that child, Miss Thang. And I live for her for the simple fact of when I'm out in the village or I'm out in the clubs, Miss Thang, or I'm walking in the city and I see her with her little group of girlfriends, and you know how it is when you're a fat girl, James. All the girls want to come up to you and they want to speak to you and everything.
Right.
I live for that little bitch attitude, Miss Thang, because all those other bitches run up to me and they speaking to me, hi, Miss Kelly, hi, Miss Kelly. And Miss Davina gives me, bitch, I'm just as fab as you, bitch. I'm not going to speak to you. And I live for that, bitch. Because that's how I used to be back in the days with the legendary girls. I used to be the same way back with the legendary girls back in the day.
And it's
not going to be put on my fab just like them, bitch.
Right.
And I live for that for her.
And it's not a disrespectful thing. She's not doing it to be disrespectful. It's just a persona. Davina is so funny. I love
bitch. All the rest of them are running up and they speaking, and that bitch is being like, bitch, shawty. Bitch, I'm legendary too, bitch. What the fuck, bitch? You speak to me if you want me to speak to you, bitch. I live for that from her. That performance last night, that bitch, she fucked. I gotta give her props. I gotta give all of them their props. They all came out there and they told it out. Those bitches did not motherfucking play last night for that 10-10-10. I gotta definitely give them a big shout out. I definitely gotta give a big shout out to my brother Whoopi and Brian Mistake. Definitely turn it out. Simply Runway at the EV2 Ball. The runway category at the Evisa Ball was definitely got to give everybody that walked runway a big shout out. Definitely to the House of Laquan for the runway, for that picture and everything. I definitely got to give them a big shout out. Big shout out to the Prodigies, the Red Lines, the Allure, all the girls that were definitely up in the building. The girls came out to the Evisa Ball, and the girls came out to play this day. And we did the tally of who was going to win that $1,000. At the motherfucking Evisa Ball, Miss Thang, nobody never even mentioned the Garçons when we did that tally last Wednesday. And the Garçons came and made the girls know. Y'all didn't vote for us. Y'all didn't mention us on the radio. But, bitch, we went home with the motherfucking change, bitch. How the fuck y'all doing?
It was good seeing Whitney come out of that category.
Well, I didn't quite see it that way.
Well, how did you see it, Tom? Go ahead. Let's tell me
nothing
how you see it.
Nothing stood out. I mean, there's been no. I don't have a memorable moment that they gave me. I mean, I'm sorry.
But they won. That was the memorable moment. They won their category.
Well, they won, but you got to go back and try to remember what they won for. I mean,
well, Tom, I think you're being negative.
I'm not being negative. I'm giving you my opinion. Now, if you take it that way, that's on you. But that's how I feel.
Well, see how you feel, girl, child. They won.
Right.
Miss James.
I'm going to hurt you. I definitely got to give a shout out to my Makima, Ms. Rahi from Chicago. Ms. Thang Realness Wayne came to snatch realness at the Evisa Ball, came to snatch realness last night at the Rumble. And another big shout out to my daughter, Jessica, Ms. Rahi. Definitely Butch Queen up in drags, realness and faith last night at the Rumble and faith at the Evisa Ball. Definitely got
to
give them a shout out. I got to go back and correct one thing.
The only thing they gave me that I really can't remember, in addition to the legendary trio performance people, was the face category. They really did it for that. James, why are you at me, honey? Why?
Because you were sitting here trying.
I mean, I don't even know the people in that house, so why would I be trying them? I don't even know them. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it real. I don't even know who's in that house, so I'm not trying to say
that. I live for Jessica, Ms. Rahi.
Thank you. You know what I learned about the house? Do you know what I learned about the house of Garçon? The house of Garçon is a house that they're not out there. They're not out there like that. But when they do come out, they're out. They're definitely strong, and they're not at any ball. They pick and choose the ball that they definitely want to come to, and when they come to that ball, they ask that ball, and they're hard, and you know they're in the building when they are in the building.
Yeah.
That's what I learned about the House of Garçon. They're a very elite house, and when they hit the floor, you know they're in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And it was definitely good seeing Whitney definitely back on the floor for a different category.
under this haze. Definitely got to give them a big shout-out and kudos to that, honey.
Yeah, I like to see what
you should have been walking to help them. If you were walking out front, y'all would have had some 6 points.
Well, first of all, let me just make something clear. We're not complaining that we didn't win the grand prize because we came and shut it down with the grand prize. Okay, well, let me finish. If we shut it down regardless of whether we won the house with the most points or not, so that's not even an issue for me, and I'm sure it's not for the rest of the house. And number two,
right.
I don't walk balls anymore.
Kelly.
Yes.
Rich Crack is going to tell you hello.
Hi.
Oh, God. This day, why you got so soft? Hi.
I love Rick Crocker. He's so nice being to be talking on Facebook and everything. I put the picture on Facebook, too. I like him. He's so nice and sweet and respectful. You know these motherfucking kids nowadays, they're so disrespectful.
See, James, see, now what? You want to have your praise break now. When I'm talking.
I'm sorry?
I said now you want to have your praise break.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I didn't know you was still... Apologize.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm not being rude. I apologize.
Right.
Well, if y'all have any more questions for me, I love y'all all, Kelly, Nicole, and I even love you, Tom, as well. You know, and I love the ballroom scene, and I love everybody and stuff, and I'm getting off the phone. If you need me, y'all know my number. Hit me back. Because, Tom, if you try that, I get off the phone,
James.
I'll call you back, and I'll reach you. Bye.
I'm a bad mama, Tanya. I have to give a whole shout out to the whole house of corn. Congratulations, Mousy, on you being legendary. Well-deserved. And the corn was the house of corn was in the building. Congratulations to all the winners at the Rumble Ball. Kelly, I'll call you later. I love everybody on the phone. Be safe. God bless you, or I'm out of here.
Bye.
Okay. Well, everybody else on the phone, Tom, me, man, everybody, say goodnight one by one. We got 2 minutes left, and we about to get up out of here, honey.
Okay. Well,
it was nice to join you
on the recap show, Kelly, and brought back a lot of memories, and I'll say goodnight on behalf of myself and Rhonda Jenkins. Take care to everyone.
Okay, Luna.
I want to say thank you to all the houses that came out and spectators that came out to support us. We really appreciate it, and we was out to give you the best ball of your life and one of the best balls you've ever attended, and we hope we did satisfy and everything. But have a good night. Thank you. Bye, Kelly.
Good night. Anybody else on the line? Well, I guess not, honey.
I guess not.
No, we're not doing an extra hour. Tomorrow night we will be back here for Classics Tuesdays. Classics Tuesdays is with the icon herself, legendary icon Cabbage Ebony. We'll definitely be back here tomorrow night on Classic Tuesdays. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of Hassan Israeli. I love everybody in the Hassan Israeli. I love all my family, all my friends in the state. I want to welcome Trace Mizrahi to the Hassan Israeli. Welcome, Trace. Asset to the Awesome is Right. I'm going to give a big shout-out to the newly crowned overall East Coast father, Melvin Mizrahi, and I want to let y'all know that I love you all, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night for Classic Tuesdays with the legendary Cabbage Ebony. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, the life you save can be your own. Please practice safe sex and definitely do wrap it up, honey. Wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up, bitch. And have a good night, and I'll see you back here tomorrow night for Classic Tuesdays. Good night.
I can be a freak. 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 I can be a freak every day of every week.
This is something that I love. Listen, I'm about to teach. Every single girl should embrace that inner freaky freak. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Yes, you gotta let it breathe. I can give instructions if you like to hear me speak. Let me see those hands come slow. Let me see those.
every week.
However you want it.